In the name of the one true living God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So for the last couple of Sundays, we're taking as our text well-known road signs that you see in your daily travel. 2 weeks ago, you'll recall, the sign was that height-weight restriction that you sometimes see. And I talked about the need for all of us to make a daily examination of conscience as a sort of check on ourselves. And last week, I spoke about the dead-end sign and suggested that this is a sort of parable of what happens to many people in today's world. They've gone straight ahead with whatever their feelings and emotions and preferences lead them, and ignored all the signs that God has put there precisely to prevent them from going down the dead end. Well, today we're considering the do not enter sign, which differs a little bit from the height sign and the dead end posting, which are warnings of something that lie ahead. But do not enter is an immediate prohibition. If you drive past it, you break the law. Thou shalt not go any further, it says. Now, I once asked my eldest daughter where her younger sisters were, since I hadn't heard or seen them in a while, and it was too quiet. Where are they? In their room. I said, well, go and see what they're doing and tell them to stop it. Now, that is how many people, I think of God. Someone who forbids or interferes with us doing what we want. God is someone who goes around spying on people who are enjoying themselves and tells them to stop. God is like a great big do not enter sign, a permanent thou shalt not. And there is a tendency for us to reduce our religion to rule. Now, of course, that's a caricature of God, whose will it is that we enjoy him forever and whose service is perfect freedom. And it's important that we understand the difference between natural laws, like the law of gravity, or a code of laws, like the Ten Commandments. Natural laws, like gravity, describe how things are. Human beings, birds, planets and their courses are all subject to the natural law, whether they like it or not. But a code of law is something like a cooking recipe, because you and I have the free will to choose to obey it or not. If we want to be a good cook, we are well advised to follow the recipe. But there is nothing stopping us from sprinkling laundry soap on our oatmeal instead of sugar. The kitchen code tells us that if we do that, it won't taste very good and we'll likely get sick. And likewise, ignoring a do not enter sign risks us either having an accident or getting a ticket, but we can choose to disregard it if we wish. But when it comes to the laws of God, things are a little bit more serious. On one hand, we don't want to reduce the practice of our religion to merely following rules. But on the other hand, we don't want to say that God's rules don't matter and presume that God will simply look the other way when we transgress. Because whenever we break one of God's laws, we create a barrier called sin between us and him. And though following God's laws will not make us love him more, it is certain that breaking God's laws will make us love him less. Now just think, if God gave us no rules about how we should treat him and our fellow human beings, if he simply left the question of how to behave to our feelings and emotions and preferences, we would become self-centered idiots, always looking out for number one. And when we think of God's laws, most often we think of the Ten Commandments. Love God with your whole being. Don't let anything come between you and God. Set aside one day every week for worship and rest and recreation. Think before you speak. Give honor to whom honor is due. Esteem life. Keep sexual relations within marriage. Be honest. Don't gossip or slander. And be content with what you have. Can you imagine what the world would be like if God's laws, at least those 10, were obeyed? The world would be a much better place. More orderly. More enjoyable. So God's laws are like a recipe for a happy, ordered, civilized, successful life. And whenever a person disregards God's commandments, the whole of society begins to disintegrate, slowly at first, and then like a rolling stone, it gathers speed and people say, how did we get here? The commandments are not enough. If all our religion was following laws, we would be good Jews. But St. Paul says that the law is a schoolmaster who brings us to Christ. If you want to pass your driving exam, you have to know what the road signs mean, and you have to obey them. No examiner is going to pass you if you blow through a do not enter sign. But good driving consists so much more than following rules. Good driving is about developing a relationship with your own car and with everybody else on the road there. Good driving is about being integrated with something beyond yourself. And equally, being a good Christ follower isn't about only keeping God's commandments. It's about being incorporated with God in Christ, who is the way, the only way to the Father. Now, I often wish that loving God were simply a matter of following rules. Because that would be oh so easy. But anyone who knows Christians whose discipleship consists only about keeping the law will tell you that those people very quickly turn into annoying Pharisees. Those who keep the law, but they miss the purpose of those rules, which is to serve and to love God. It was the Pharisees, you recall, who kept the law outwardly, but inwardly were whitened sepulchres, tombs with nice whitewash all over them. So here's a question to think about as we near the end of Lent. And thank goodness we're getting near the end of Lent. Is the temple of your life a fit place for Christ to visit? And my answer to that question is probably not. But understanding God's rules are a good point for us to start getting closer to him. But the rules are not an end unto themselves. It's about integration. It's about relationships. Jesus is not only the truth, he is not only the life, but he is also the way. In the words of the Nicene Creed, let us stand and affirm our faith in the God made man. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.